This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Monday Israel had no intention of staying permanently in the Gaza Strip and that it was open to discussing alternatives about who would control the territory as long as it was not a group hostile to Israel.
We have no intention to stay permanently in Gaza Strip. We only take care of our security and the security of our citizens alongside the borders with Gaza and elsewhere.
Gallant also said Israel was open to possibly reaching an agreement with Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon on condition any agreement included a safe zone along the border and proper guarantees. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States trying to convince lawmakers to stop stalling on more than $61 billion in supplemental funding for Ukraine's military. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Welcome to the National Defense University in Washington with a standing ovation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. military for its support before pivoting to a message for U.S. lawmakers.
Ukraine is just a stepping stone for Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's real goal,
his real target, is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky asked U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been removed from the penal colony where he's been in prison since the middle of last year, and his current whereabouts are unknown, his allies said on Monday. This is VOA News.